Quick note, according to our publishing schedule, we were not going to publish today, but a lot has happened since Friday, and we wanted to make sure everyone was caught up on the big updates. So here's your limited edition podcast episode of What the F*** Just Happened Today. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, January 21st, 2019. Welcome to day 732. The special counsel's office issued a rare statement late last week, disputing aspects of the BuzzFeed report, which said that Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about Trump's involvement in a real estate deal with Russia during the 2016 campaign. A statement from Peter Carr, a spokesperson for Mueller, called the report's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and the characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office as it relates to Cohen's congressional testimony not accurate. In response, BuzzFeed News editor-in-chief Ben Smith tweeted, quote, "We stand by our reporting and the sources who informed it, and we urge the special counsel to make clear what he's disputing," end quote. BuzzFeed's story cited two anonymous law enforcement sources. According to different anonymous people who claim to be familiar with the matter, quote, "Mueller's denial aims to make clear that none of those statements in the story are accurate," end quote. And another anonymous person claiming to be familiar with Cohen's testimony to Mueller's prosecutors said, quote, "Cohen did not state that the president had pressured him to lie to Congress," end quote. The statement from the special counsel's office came nearly a day after the story was published. Trump thanked Robert Mueller for the statement and tweeted that he appreciates the special counsel coming out with a statement last night about what he called a totally phony story. BuzzFeed continues to insist that their reporting is solid and accurate. Reporter Anthony Cormier said, quote, "I'm solid. My sources are solid. This reporting is accurate," end quote, adding that he has received further confirmation that the report is accurate. Meanwhile, Trump was involved in negotiations to build a Trump Tower in Moscow through the entire 2016 presidential campaign, several months longer than any administration official or Trump associate has previously admitted. Rudy Giuliani said conversations between Trump and Michael Cohen about building a Trump Tower in Moscow went on throughout 2016, quote, "probably up to, could be up to as far as October, November," end quote. Giuliani later clarified, quoting Trump, that the discussions were, quote, "going on from the day I announced to the day I won," end quote. The new timetable means that Trump, who repeatedly claimed during the campaign that he had no business in Russia, was in fact seeking a deal in Russia, including in July 2016 when he said that he had, quote, "nothing to do with Russia," end quote. The timeline also conflicts with Cohen's 2017 testimony that the Moscow project ended in January 2016, before the Republican primaries began. Cohen later pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about the deal, saying efforts continued through June 2016 before it fell apart, a month after Trump had secured the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Moving on, Trump offered Democrats a limited 3-year renewal of DACA and temporary protected status protections in exchange for $5.7 billion in funding for his border wall. The proposal to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 31st day, was immediately rejected by Democrats and mocked by conservatives as amnesty. Trump canceled DACA in 2017 and has moved to end TPS as well. Moving on, Kamala Harris announced that she's running for president in 2020. The California senator joins a Democratic field that already includes Senator Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand, as well as Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro and former Maryland Representative John Delaney. Senators Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker, as well as former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke and Joe Biden, are all expected to announce their bids in the coming weeks. And finally, the Washington Post says Trump has lied 8,158 times since taking office 2 years ago. Trump racked up an average of nearly 5.9 false or misleading claims per day during his first year in office, and reached nearly 16.5 per day during his second year, almost triple his original pace. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.